Today with Maddie Teese. We are at an event in Marshall right now. Maddie's been a member of FFA in Slater for 4 years, I guess. She gets her degree, the American degree. Maddie, congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
I know you've been a great part of the Slater FFA chapter. Talk about what all the highlights have been with the chapter with you.
Oh, let's see. Okay, so most recently, of course, is my American degree. That'll be coming up soon. Some of the things that come to my mind are going to state several times for different contests. Some of the contests I've been involved in are like meets, most recently farm management. That was last year we went to state and got second there. So I really enjoy working with the teams that I worked on there.
I know you've been very successful. You got a good advisor there, Mr. Zach Cruz. Do you attribute a lot of your success to him?
Yeah, I actually was going to mention him in this interview if you didn't bring it up. Even now that I've graduated high school, I'm off in college, I still think of him as one of my greatest mentors in life. I can go to him about anything I have, even whenever I'm not in high school. He looked at me and he saw something and he kind of gives me that motivation. He gives me that push to do things that I wouldn't put myself in originally. So that's really made me a better person.
I interviewed you a number of times through the last 4 years, and that doesn't have to stop. You can let us know with your college, and you're going to school for what?
I'm in the nursing program at State Fair.
Okay, so great field to be in, and another field that's you're going to be helping folks out. So we'll keep up with you and let me know how you're doing as you go through that career and stay around Mid-Missouri?
I believe so, yeah. My long-term goals, right now I'm in the LPN program, so I'll go ahead and go to my RN program next year, get my BSN, and my end goal is to become a nurse practitioner working in family practice. So I love this area, and I think I'll most likely stay around here.
You were president of your chapter, other things. What, anything else that was outstanding that you did in FFA?
Oh my. Well, throughout the years, I have been sentinel my sophomore year and then vice president junior year and president my senior year. So I really enjoyed doing that. Other than that, just some big things I would say are the contest that we did, went to state for. And I think my year that I did meets, I was a group one individual.
Okay, and I know you've done outstanding at state convention. I always talk to you down there, and Zach about help find people to interview. All he has to do is look at me, and he has four or five people over there to interview, and you always were very helpful with that. So appreciate you, and thank you for all the last 4 years of FFA. Do congratulate you, and really proud of you and all the Slater chapter that first successful year.
Well, thank you, Larry. I really appreciate coming and chatting, catching up with you.
All right. Thank you.
Now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. Why did the Granny Smith apple cry? Its peelings were hurt.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.